Michael Orr's college coach defends blindside family, that's admirable. By Dylan Gwynn on August 21, 2023. Michael Orr's coach at Ole Miss in the early 2000s, Hugh Freeze, praised the Tuohy family for getting in the arena and helping Orr when he was homeless. Freeze called the Tuohy's actions admirable. Freeze, currently the head coach at Auburn University, told the Auburn Observer that he loved both the Tuohys and Michael Orr but lauded the family for helping a young man in trouble. "I love Michael Orr. He's like part of our family. I love the Tuohys," Freeze told the Observer. "I think it's sad, and I certainly don't claim to understand all the ins and outs of adoption, conservatory, all of that. But I know what I witnessed, and I witnessed a family that totally took in a young man. And I think without that, there is no story. I think it will all, whatever happens will happen, of course," Freeze continued. "The facts will come out. But, you know, I love both sides of it. Sean and Leanne Tuohy did something that most families. A lot of us talk about doing things, but they actually put the shoes on and pulled the boots up and got in the arena and did something. I think that's admirable." Orr made headlines Monday when he filed the suit against the family seeking the end of the conservatorship the Tuohys set up for him in 2004. Orr claims that the family falsely represented their intentions to make him a member of the family and, instead of adopting him, entered into a conservatorship that is typically used for the mentally or physically disabled. The conservatorship also gave the Tuohys control over Orr's ability to enter into contracts or business arrangements. In the business arrangement pertaining to the movie The Blind Side, based on a book inspired by his life story, Orr claims he received no money. The Tuohys' attorney, Randall Fishman, counters that claim by saying that the family, including Orr, received $100,000 each from the film and that his clients paid the taxes on Orr's share. In addition, Fishman claims that Orr references the conservatorship the Tuohys established for him three times in his 2011 book, I Beat the Odds, From Homelessness to the Blind Side and Beyond. Fishman believes this proves that Orr was fully aware of his legal arrangement with the Tuohys and his role in it. Orr claims he was told that the conservatorship was only established because he was over 18 and that the family intended to adopt him.